Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Dr. Alveda King is the niece of the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and she has been a very strong advocate for the sanctity of human life. She is a powerful voice within our country, standing up for those who cannot speak for themselves. We're going to be talking about the impact of abortion, particularly on the black community, and it is staggering to see the statistics. We need to have people stand up for these lives that are indiscriminately taken in the safest place that they should be, in their mother's womb. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, several years ago, shockingly, there were 17,000 aborted babies that were found in a dumpster outside a pathology laboratory in Los Angeles, California. Of those 17,000 aborted babies, 12,000 to 15,000 of them were observed to be black. That is by a social worker and civil rights leader. And this is an outrage. This is part and parcel of Planned Parenthood. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, was an eugenist. She believed in creating a super race just like Adolf Hitler. They wanted to purify the races, so therefore they wanted to have certain races sterilized or given birth control, so they would not propagate. They wanted to ultimately abort those that did propagate so that you could have a super race of what they would consider to be desirable people. And that's why Planned Parenthood located their abortion clinics right in the heart of predominantly black communities, because that was one of the target areas of Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger.
And listen to the statistics. Margaret Sanger's goal of the eugenics goal of culling out the Negro race, as she called it. You know, Margaret Sanger spoke regularly at various KKK rallies, and this woman was a white supremacist. According to the CDC in 2010, Matt, between 2007 to 2010, nearly 36% of all abortion deaths in the United States were black babies, even though they only represent 12.8% of the population. And, you know, and it's even much higher than that in New York City, which is America's black abortion capital. And so if you think about it, in 2012, according to LifeSite News, using, again, CDC statistics, 55.9%, so 56%, of young African American babies are killed in the womb. They don't even get an opportunity to be born. And in 2012, it went up from 36% in 2010 to 42.4% of all abortions are black babies. So Planned Parenthood is having tremendous success here. They're killing millions of young black children before they even have a chance to see the world.
Well, on the website blackgenocide.org, I would encourage you to check that out. It has several charts, but one of the charts is this. It shows the approximate number of African-American deaths since 1973. 1973 is, of course, the year that the 7-2 Supreme Court opinion said that it was okay to kill a child in the womb, that this was the choice, and they were not going to decide whether this was a human being. They were going to hold off on that very important question. So since 1973, I'll go through some of the categories. It's quite shocking, and I'll round them off. In terms of the African-American community that have died from AIDS, about 245,000 since 1973. Of violent crimes, about 354,000. From accidents, about 447,000. From cancer, about 2.5 million black African Americans have died since 1973. Of heart disease, about 2.7 million. Those are the big killers, cancer and heart disease, among the African American community of all these other categories. But listen to this. How many have died from abortion from 1973 to the present? It's not 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 million. It's 15.5 million African American children were killed through abortion. It stands in a category all by itself. The abortion industry, particularly Planned Parenthood, is profiting off of the destruction and the original vision of Margaret Sanger to eliminate certain races, particularly the black community. It's not just the black community, but it's also the Hispanic community. Those two communities, the black and brown communities, were communities that Margaret Sanger had in her crosshairs from the very beginning, and that was ultimately the reason for Planned Parenthood and that industry, and you can see what it has done to the black community now.
Well, that's right, and don't take our word for it. Take Margaret Sanger's word for it. She said this, quote, this is the founder of Planned Parenthood, Matt, quote, colored people are like human weeds and are to be exterminated. And since that time, should we be surprised then that according to the Washington Times, Planned Parenthood, 79%, almost 80% of Planned Parenthood's abortion facilities are located in black or other minority neighborhoods. You mentioned Hispanics. They're talking about colored, that's what they meant by colored people. Primarily it was for black individuals, but that's what they meant. So there's no question. I mean, in 1939, Sanger wrote to a group of pastors, "We do not want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. And the minister is the man who can straighten that idea out if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members." So the racist, eugenicist roots of Planned Parenthood are undeniable. The historical record is unequivocal. And people need to know the true history of Planned Parenthood to have the context of why they have their abortion slaughter mill houses in 80% black neighborhoods.
And the statistics that I was reciting, they come from the U.S. Center for Disease Control National Vital Statistics reports. They're not somebody's made-up reports. These are national reports that the U.S. government continues to track. Minority women constitute about 13% of the female population, about 13% of all the female population, ages 15 to 44, are minority women. But they underwent approximately 36% of the abortions. And according to the Alan Guttmacher Institute, which is a research arm of Planned Parenthood, black women are more than five times as likely as white women to have an abortion. On average, 1,876 black babies are aborted every day in the United States. Almost 1,900 babies are aborted every day in the United States that are black. The incidence of abortion has resulted in obviously tremendous loss of life. We already said 15.5 to 16 million have died since 1973. Now, listen to this. Take about 16 million black children that have been aborted. According to Michael Novak, he's calculated the number of black Americans to be about 36 million in the United States, 36 million currently in the United States. And we have aborted 16 million. We have aborted half of the current population of the black Americans in the United States. They could have been the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s. They could have been some of the other great leaders throughout our history. But we'll never know because we have slaughtered them through abortion, and Planned Parenthood has been the leader in that area. And, you know, the fact is, Matt, this is not just against the African Americans, as I mentioned. They have the largest abortion clinic in the United States, that is Planned Parenthood, in Houston, Texas, and they put it right in the middle of a black and brown neighborhood. They did it for a reason. I was there during the early opening phase of that clinic, surrounded that. We walked around it with black and Hispanic leaders to pray for and come against that particular abortion facility. We need to wake up in this country and return America back to an ethic respecting the sanctity of human life. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can also go to lifeunited.org. That's another website for Liberty Counsel. It contains a lot of information on life issues. And we have come together with a number of organizations to host that website. But you can also go to our website, lc.org, and click on the bottom different sections of our website. We have different subject matters, including the sanctity of human life, and you can click on those web pages as well for additional information. You know, it's the issue of abortion that ultimately transformed my direction from the pastoral ministry into the legal ministry. I was uninformed about this issue until I watched a video, and that video transformed my thinking and catapulted me into activism. It was time in my life for my faith to actually have feet and my mouth and my words to stand up for those who cannot stand up for themselves. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, pray for this ministry, pray for our country, and support Liberty Counsel with your financial support.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.